Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump's hush money trial is now set for April 15th, and a New York appeals court has reduced the amount of bond Trump must post to stop his properties from being seized. Here's Glenn to unpack the good news and the bad.
So, friends, we've got to start with the good news today, because at least at the moment, Donald Trump's first criminal case, his first prosecution, is scheduled to begin on April 15th. That's the case in New York being prosecuted by District Attorney Alvin Bragg. That's the case in which Donald Trump interfered in the 2016 presidential election by making hush money payments to playmates and porn stars and then falsifying business records criminally to try to cover up the true nature of those payments. Why? Well, because he wanted to bury that deeply damaging information from the American voters. He wanted to rob us of the full value of our vote. That's what those crimes were all about. And that trial, at long last, is scheduled to begin on April 15th, at least for the moment. But then we got some inexplicably bad news. A New York appeals court did an enormous favor for Donald Trump in his business fraud case. That's the case in which he was ordered to pay or disgorge about $500 million for his long-term systemic business fraud in New York. The reason I call it inexplicably bad news is because the appeals court didn't offer one word of explanation about why they did this enormous favor for Donald Trump. And you probably heard the nature of the favor. They reduced the amount of bond he had to post to perfect his right to appeal his case and to stop New York attorney Letitia James from beginning to seize his properties to satisfy the massive money judgment that was entered against him. They reduced it from about $500 million all the way down to just $175 million. And they did it. The appeals court did it, friends, just days after Donald Trump boasted in a social media post that he had about $500 million cash on hand, so he easily could have made the bond. But the appeals court put a stop to it. They put a hold on everything, with one exception, and they reduced the amount of bond he has to put up, $175 million. So, friends, today was a justice split decision. We're going to start with the new reporting, and then we're going to talk about, you know, what is the takeaway from what the New York appellate court did without explanation, doing an enormous favor for Donald Trump. But first, here is the latest reporting, this from CNN. Headline, Trump can pay smaller bond in civil fraud case as judge sets April date for hush money trial. And that article begins, Trump gets partial victory on bond. Former President Donald Trump had a big day of legal developments in New York on Monday. An appeals court ruled Trump can have 10 additional days to pay a reduced $175 million bond to appeal the $464 million civil fraud judgment against him, which was due today. Trump told reporters he will cover the bond using cash as collateral, and the ruling for now staves off the prospect of the New York Attorney General seeking to seize his property. hush money trial set for April. Meanwhile, in the separate hush money case, a judge said the criminal trial against Trump will begin on April 15th with jury selection. During a hearing on Monday, which Trump attended, the judge dismissed the former president's motion to toss out the indictment altogether or delay the trial further. What's at stake? Trump's legal challenges come as he gears up for a rematch with President Joe Biden in November. With the hush money trial set to start in April, it will be the first of Trump's four criminal trials to begin, and potentially the only one to occur before the presidential election.
On the way, is Donald Trump getting preferential treatment by the justice system? Glenn counts the many times that has happened. Next on Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does the federal government, including the Supreme Court, believe the rule of law and the Constitution apply differently to Donald Trump than to the rest of us? Here's Glenn with evidence of why that's true.
So, friends, the good news is if Donald Trump's April 15th trial date holds, Donald Trump could be a convicted felon by June. But friends, I think we have to tackle the reality. The reality that our institutions of government apparently believe that the rules, the laws, the Constitution apply differently to Donald Trump than they apply to you and me. You need some examples of that? Exhibit one, Michael Cohen is part of Donald Trump's criminal hush money scheme, paying off playmates and porn stars at the direction of and for the benefit of Donald Trump. In a very real sense, Donald Trump is his co-conspirator and Donald Trump is the bigger criminal fish in that conspiracy. What happens? Michael Cohen is indicted. He's prosecuted. In fact, here is what the Department of Justice said about Michael Cohen on the day of his guilty plea. The plea was entered following the filing of an 8-count criminal information which alleged, among other things, that in 2016, Michael Cohen caused $280,000 in payments to be made to silence two women who otherwise planned to speak publicly about their alleged affairs with a presidential candidate, thereby intending to influence the 2016 presidential election. And friends, whereas Michael Cohen was prosecuted, convicted, sentenced, and imprisoned, Donald Trump, the bigger criminal fish in that scheme, has not seen a single solitary day of accountability, at least not at the hands of the federal government, even though Michael Cohen paid hush money at Donald Trump's direction. What happened to Individual One, which was that famous designation that Donald Trump earned himself in connection with some of Michael Cohen's misdeeds? What happened to Donald Trump, Individual One? Fed's Trump campaign case is dead. You need more, friends? Exhibit two, Donald Trump is an adjudicated insurrectionist. A state court after a trial found, ruled, concluded Donald Trump engaged in insurrection. The state Supreme Court affirmed that finding. Donald Trump is not only an adjudicated insurrectionist, he continues to give aid and comfort to the insurrection, pledging love and pardons to those who attacked the Capitol, to those who tried to stop the peaceful transfer of presidential power at Donald Trump's direction. Up on the Supreme Court, a court that is chock full of self-proclaimed textualists, and of course, the text of the Constitution says insurrectionists are disqualified from holding office. No person shall hold any office if that person engaged in insurrection or gave aid or comfort thereto to the insurrection. So you would think these self-declared textualists on the Supreme Court would say, well, the text is clear. The words are plain. It's unmistakable. Donald Trump, having been adjudicated an insurrectionist, is disqualified by the plain language of the Constitution. But no, because the rules and the law and the Constitution don't apply to Donald Trump the way they would apply to you and me. So the Supreme Court said, no, of course he's not disqualified. No, pay no attention to the plain text of the Constitution. We are ordering that he must be kept on the presidential ballots. You need more, friends? How about Exhibit 3? What do those same textualists on the Supreme Court say when Donald Trump makes a claim that has no textual support in the Constitution? Donald Trump claims he has absolute presidential immunity from being prosecuted for all crimes he commits against the American people while in office. Well, what does the text of the Constitution have to say about that? Even if impeached, the party shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. So the plain text of the Constitution actually undercuts Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute presidential immunity against prosecution. So you would think, you know, that same batch of self-declared textualists on the Supreme Court would have declined to take that issue up on appeal. But no, instead, they brought Donald Trump's criminal prosecution in Washington, D.C. for trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election to a screeching halt, even though the Constitution contradicts the notion of absolute presidential immunity. And of course, Exhibit 4, we could go on all day, friends. Exhibit 4 is that New York Appeals Court opinion, right? With no explanation, no analysis, and no citation of authority. And on the heels of Donald Trump saying, I have $500 million in cash, so I can make the bond, no problem. No, the appeals court said, well, you know, we wouldn't want to tap you out financially, so we're just going to reduce it to $175 million, and that will help you stave off Attorney General James seizing your properties. I'm going to stop there, but we could go on. We could talk about how Donald Trump has never been held accountable for the crimes of bribery and extortion of President Zelensky, asking him for a favor, though, leveraging, holding hostage congressional aid to Ukraine in exchange for, what did Donald Trump want? A dirty political favor. I want you to make up a false investigation into my political opponent and announce it to the world. Nor are we going to spend time talking about the more than half a dozen felony obstruction of justice charges that were documented. The evidence is right there, you know, ready for the prosecuting in the Trump-Russia report. No, Donald Trump never held accountable for those crimes. We could talk about Donald Trump's criminal responsibility for causing avoidable COVID deaths. Not a minute of accountability for that. So no, it seems pretty clear. I mean, you cannot escape the pattern that the institutions of government have decided that the rules and the laws and the Constitution don't apply to Donald Trump as they would apply to you and me. And that's got to change. That's got to change. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.